A jury in Montgomery, Alabama, has found the ExxonMobil Corporation guilty of fraud and ordered it to pay the state of Alabama nearly $12 billion in damages. The case involved a dispute over natural gas royalties. Melanie Peoples reports.
The Montgomery, Alabama jury said ExxonMobil had deliberately been cheating the state out of natural gas royalties and ordered $11.9 billion in damages, the highest award in Alabama history. Attorney Richard Dorman represented the state of Alabama.
The jury determined that their conduct was reprehensible. They wanted to punish them for their conduct, and they also wanted to deter them from doing it to other landowners, other states. You know, come in and play fair.
Dorman says Exxon was cheating Alabama out of millions of dollars by intentionally deducting too much in expenses for operating the wells on Alabama's Gulf Coast.
The lease very clearly said you pay on gross proceeds, not net.
But ExxonMobil Corporation spokesman Bob Davis disagrees.
The issue is one of contract interpretation.
ExxonMobil's attorneys say Alabama used a new kind of lease for wells along the Gulf Coast rather than the standard industry lease. Exxon spokesman Bob Davis says his company in Alabama had been debating their differences and interpreting the contracts for years and had hoped to resolve those differences in an audit process. Instead, the issue landed in court with a record-breaking damage award.
Our company did not engage in fraud, and the award is just unbelievable.
Davis calls the $11.9 billion damage verdict unjustified and excessive. He also says ExxonMobil will appeal. The case was first tried 3 years ago when a Montgomery jury awarded the state $3.5 billion. The decision was overturned by the Alabama Supreme Court, which said the jury was wrongly allowed to see an internal oil company memo. That prompted this trial. An appeal of the verdict means it could be years before the state of Alabama knows whether it will collect any much-needed money. The state has been going through a financial crisis. Some of the courthouse workers who dealt with the jury are due to lose their jobs later this month. But the judge in this trial prohibited everyone involved in the case from mentioning the state's financial troubles or ExxonMobil's financial condition. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.